just statues. At the entry to the Fountain Hills Park were a number of statues, some seated on benches, some standing, all with commemorative plaques and praising comments. The figures cast shadows, some longer than others. Most of the statues are of men, and most have been presidents of the United States. Presidents, as we know from watching those we have voted for, have lots of good speechwriters, lots of philosophy and confidence. They enter office with one mindset and leave with another. Leading the United States on a day-to-day basis is like trying to keep water in a glass that keeps springing holes. You enter office believing you can benefit the country, knowing that half the voters believe you aren't worth the time of day. Presidents leave office hoping they didn't have to deal with war, a disastrous depression, or any number of calamities that come upon a nation. You are glad when your term is up to let someone else drive the stagecoach. This morning, Lincoln and Reagan looked like old friends, and it would be revealing to sit on a bench on a moonlight night, listening to their stories about unruly cabinet members, hostile congressmen and women, and unrelenting negative press, and military misadventures. There are those who would like to cart these two men and their memories away, store them in a warehouse, providing props to the movie industry. We expect far too much from our presidents and our government. This country will rise and fall on the efforts of us, who will never have a statue of ourselves in a park.